Polio is proving to be an extremely difficult disease to defeat. Global efforts to eradicate polio have made incredible progress. Last year, there were only 223 cases in the entire world.
But this month, the virus reemerged in Syria. Hamid Jafri of the World Health Organization's Polio Eradication Program in Geneva says the 10 cases in Syria that were confirmed yesterday are probably just the beginning.
We should brace ourselves to, unfortunately, hearing of more paralyzed children as the reporting gets stronger and active search for patients with acute flaccid paralysis gets going. Certainly, we should prepare ourselves for seeing more paralyzed children in this area.
And Syria is not the only place facing a new outbreak.
Polio turned up in Somalia earlier this year. It has now spread to its neighbors, Kenya, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. Health officials have launched massive emergency vaccination campaigns to try to protect millions of children in the region against the potentially crippling virus. NPR's Jason Beauvien brings us this report on Ethiopia's attempts to prevent polio from coming in from Somalia.
This is the Wahale border crossing between Ethiopia and Somalia.
Here is the post. From here, there, it's Somalia.
The international boundary here is marked by a frayed knotted rope that's ignored by just about everyone. Young men step over it. Guys with wheelbarrows full of vegetables scoot under it. On the other side of the rope in Somalia, polio has been running rampant in lawless, militant-controlled parts of the country. Ethiopian health officials here on this side have set up a polio vaccination station in a shack next to the border to try to keep the disease out. Abdullahi Mohammed with the Ethiopian government's regional health bureau says the goal here is to immunize every child who crosses the border in either direction.
This is the vaccine carrier. They have their vaccines there and they check the children. Then everyone under 15, they give one dose of polio.
But on this morning, the vaccinator is nowhere to be found, and the sign announcing mandatory polio vaccination for all children has been tied back so that it's unreadable. This rope barrier is one of 13 official transit points between Ethiopia and Somalia. The Regional Health Bureau has set up polio immunization stations at all of them. They've also deployed vaccinators to nearly 40 informal border crossings along the 1,000-mile-long border. Eventually, the vaccinator returns. Abdullahi flips through the vaccinator's daily log.
This is a tally sheet. This is vaccinated before.
So that's two that have been vaccinated before.
Two vaccinated before, below one, below five, 11 months.
Abdullahi and other Ethiopian officials say that each border vaccination post, like this one, is immunizing hundreds of kids every day. But it's almost noon, and according to the log, only 10 children have been vaccinated here so far on this morning. The vaccinators are government workers from local health clinics. Abdullahi says they don't get any extra pay, and they're still expected to do their regular jobs. He concedes it's been difficult at times to keep them motivated. Before the outbreak this spring in Somalia, the world was getting tantalizingly close to wiping polio out completely. A multi-billion-dollar effort had practically cornered the virus in three remote parts of Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Nigeria. Prior to April, there had been no reported cases in Somalia since 2007. Now, however, Somalia has more cases than anywhere else in the world. Ethiopia had also eliminated polio, but now it has six cases, all linked to the Somalia outbreak.
In any country, wherever you are, an outbreak is priority number one.
Kebede Worku, the Ethiopian state minister for health, says the resurgence of polio is the most significant health challenge currently facing the nation.
If you get a house caught fire, you need to extinguish. So we take that seriously.
Kebede says they're now trying to put out the flames of this outbreak. Soon after polio was detected in Somalia this spring, Ethiopia carried out five mass polio immunization campaigns along the Somali border. Earlier this month, they held a national vaccination campaign to try to reach every child in the country, or some 13 million kids. The World Health Organization and UNICEF have been providing the vaccine and helping to fund the drives, but the boots on the ground are staff hired, trained, and directed by the Ethiopian Ministry of Health. Kebede says Ethiopia's response to the outbreak has been complicated. In some parts of the Somali border region, they've even had to deploy special security details to travel with the vaccination teams.
The other side of the border is totally insecure. some of the areas are governed by militants.
Militants including Al-Shabaab, which claimed responsibility last month for the attack on a Nairobi shopping mall that left more than 60 people dead. Back in Jijiga, the capital of the Somali region, Abdullahi Mohammed is in the health ministry's warehouse preparing supplies for an upcoming vaccination trip.
This is the overall cold room where the vaccine and the other material supplies are stored.
The polio vaccine needs to be kept refrigerated. This can be difficult in many remote, undeveloped parts of the world where the virus still flourishes. In much of Ethiopia, even government health clinics don't have electricity. During mass polio immunization campaigns, the Ethiopian Health Ministry uses portable, kerosene-fired refrigerators and small ice chests to keep the vaccine cool out in the field. But Abdullahi says the fridges are temperamental, and recently there's been a shortage of kerosene to keep them running.
It happens. Sometimes the cold chain breaks and some of the vaccine became unusable. But we try our best to make it usable.
He says a mass polio immunization campaign just in this region requires hundreds of people, thousands of ice packs, hundreds of thousands of doses of vaccine, extra kerosene for the refrigerators, vehicles to deliver supplies to the targeted area. The immunization teams need tally sheets and maps. And then the vaccinators spread out across the vast arid landscape to search for kids.
You found some 20 children here. To find the next 20 or 10 children, you should walk not less than 10, 15 kilometers by on foot, because every team cannot have a vehicle.
Fighting this outbreak is expensive. Ethiopia has poured millions of dollars into its emergency response to the Somalia polio outbreak. Similar efforts are now also being organized in Kenya, South Sudan, and Uganda. Even though there have been fewer than 200 cases of polio from this current outbreak in the Horn of Africa, health officials fear that if it's not contained quickly, the crippling disease could regain a foothold in this vulnerable region. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.